The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Let's bow down our heads for
a short prayer.
Father, in the name that is above every other name. And the Bible says that the mention of that name, every knee bound and every tongue confers that Jesus is Lord. And so, Lord, this morning, I humble myself under this unction. That you be the Lord. That I be the servant. That I deliver to your name and your people. Will be glorified and be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is weak.
Amen.
See, I'm a very noisy person, so. So I want to hear your response. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are there. Turn your Bibles with me if you have one. Hebrews chapter 11. Verses 1 to 6. And then you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is a theological pulpit. So you need to, cut your message straight. Because my boss is going to mark me, so I know I got to do justice to
them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this morning, we're talking on the subject, faith. And the theme, faith, the gateway to the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gateway to the supernatural. And it was the key to operate in the supernatural. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the physical world, we need a currency to operate. In Ghana, we need cedis. In America, we need dollars. If you go to Europe, we eat euros. But when you carry Ghana cedis to Europe, it doesn't worth it. In the same way, when you take Ghana cedis to Nigeria, you can't operate there. But there are certain currencies that is international and global. And it's even bigger than the dollar. But as for dollar, it cuts across all the barriers. But there's a currency that is bigger than dollar. And that is faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this one, we are going to see three things. We'll see the definition of faith. And we'll see the source of faith. And then we'll see examples of people who have lived by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, simply put,
it
said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So that is faith. That is the definition of faith.
He
said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Something you have not seen, but you believe. And that you have hope that it will happen. That is why for me, as I stand here, I am convinced beyond every doubt that nothing, absolutely nothing, in fact, absolutely nothing can shake me from the love of God. Because the Bible says faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for. But the evidence of things not seen. But this word has been proven. And it has been tested. And it is true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So for me, I don't know about you. I don't mind whatever happens anywhere. I don't want to think about anything that happens anywhere. But so long as the word of God is, and it is there, and it forever be, and nothing can change that word. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and nothing was made without the word. He said, it's the firstborn of all creations. He said he came to his own, but his own rejected him. But as many as receive him, he gave them the power to become the children of God. Now, that is why the Bible says, with God, oh my God, he said, with God, all things are possible. Oh, come on. He said, with God, all things are possible. Not some. No, no. You see, the English language all is infinitive. It has no end. And so the Bible says, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. The Bible says, now, in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him who is able to do much more exceedingly above more than what you think or desire. Hallelujah. So I came to let you know that it doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter how you've been written up. With the word of God in your heart, with the word of God in your spirit, all things are possible. If there is any particular dispensation or generation that must live by faith and not by sight, it is our generation. As a matter of fact, the whole world, big economists, are confused. They are totally in disarray. They are totally in confusion. Economics of both developed and underdeveloped countries are in trouble. As a matter of fact, politicians don't have answers. They are doing what they can. And in Ghana, we are hearing a terminology called head cuts. I don't know whether they are going to cut people's head off. But all of these things, they are trying something, but it's not going to work. Because there is a way. There is a way that seems right in the sight of men. But the end thereof leads to destruction. But I came to let you know, all this world, these economists, are apparently in trouble. No single politician has answered to the problems of this world. But the Bible says in Daniel chapter 32 verse 32b, it says, they that know their God. It says, they that know their God. They that know that, not Dr. Teles God. They that know my God. They that know the God of Israel. They that know the God of Isaac. They that know the God of Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego. He said, that people, those people, those are the generation that can do exploits. Oh, if you clap, clap better. I came to let you know that the Bible says in Zechariah 4:6, it said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Zerubbabel, this mountain you see today, this mountain will crumble. It's not going to be by your might, it's not going to be by your power, but it's going to be by my word. That's what the Bible said, the just shall live. The just shall live by faith. And so David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in greener pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of his righteousness for his name's sake. He said, yeah, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me. Thou anoint my head. Come on. He said, thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house. Ay, ay, ay. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Oh, ay, ay, ay.
Oh my God. Ibakatosh Rabalabos Le Kosomata Mandiriapa Atalabahanta Ibrasata Lebosa Ampendiliata Makata Leseti Ampoloseka. In the name of Jesus. So we have finished with the definition of faith. How do you get faith? You don't pray for faith.
No.
You don't pray for faith. Nobody can pray for you to get faith. But the Bible says, in Romans 10:17, can you put it on the board for me? Yes. Said, so then, faith cometh by hearing, comma, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can build your faith not by listening to Shatawale's song. You can build your faith not by listening to motivational talk. But you can only build your faith by the word of God. That is why David, when he met Goliath and he was standing on the mountain, big, tall, well dressed, battle ready, he could come and stand on the mountain. And the Israel's army, they were all afraid. And then you'll be laughing. Give me somebody that will ward, will fight me. Now, this interpreter is very good. I release that power upon your life in Jesus' name. And he said, Goliath said, give me somebody. But because this young boy had had several encounters with God, he has come to believe that with him and his God, nothing is impossible. So David said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress. In him I will trust. He said, 1,000 will fall by my side and 10,000 at my right hand side. But with your eyes, it will not come near my tent. But with my eyes, I will see the reward of the wicked. The Bible says, I will not die, but I will live to declare the works of the Lord. Ay, ay, ay. Listen to me. Come on. If you clap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Give me a high five. Come. You. Matalabahaya. Rapasuta. May doors open unto you in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And David said,
David can say,
I will kill this
Goliath.
Why? Because his faith has been built up.
Sister,
by faith. By faith. The Bible says that if you have faith as little master, see, you don't need big faith.
He said,
this mountain, you can speak to this mountain, and they will move into the sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And David said, I will kill this man. And his brother said, look at him.
He
has come here. Look at him. Even we generals on the war front, we are under with. You small boy, shut up and go somewhere. And David said, me.
Now David can say,
shut up. I said, I will kill this man. He said, hey.
When inside here.
And David said, no, I'll kill him. He said it,
okay,
not by his strength, but by faith. And so somebody heard it. And then he asked the people, when I kill this man, what will you give to me? He said, let's go to the king. It's okay, take him there. He took him to the king. And David told the king, king, I have seen an uncircumcised
Philistine.
I can kill him. I think the king looked at him from up to
down.
And I think that he sized him up. But he didn't know what was inside that boy. That's what the Bible says in 1 John 4:4. Greater is he. He said, little children, do not be afraid. For greater is he that is inside me than he that is in the world. 1 John 5:4. He said, he that is born of God overcome the world, even by his word, faith. Oh my God. So faith coming by hearing. In fact, Pastor has recommended you people so well.
I see.
He said, as for you people, when do you come to your Bible studies? Wednesdays. In fact, Pastor told me that on Wednesday, the whole place is full up like Sunday morning. Pastor told me that you are very good people.
Then
on Wednesdays, you don't joke with Wednesdays. Now, listen to me. Let me tell you. See, some of us, you are wasting your time jumping from place to place. You are looking for miracle. Listen, you are a miracle yourself. I said you are a miracle yourself. Look, the Bible says, you see how the word of God has come? Oh, thank God for assemblies of God. Listen. If you are an Assemblies of God church, you are in a good place. But if you don't act by the word of God, it's over to you. But I am trained in one of the best schools in the world. I'm an Assemblies of God trained. Apart from that, I am civilized. And I'm well educated. So when you add all of them together, I can stand on any platform in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Pastor told me that. And for Wednesdays, you people don't joke with Wednesdays. Why are you laughing? Pastor, it's opposite end. That's what it is. Church.
I'm sorry.
21st century church. If there is any time we can take the world, if we can take the world, the whole world, it's by the word of God. Now, if you are praying, upon what are you standing to pray? When you are believing God for a miracle, upon what are you standing on? Listen. Let me tell you something. There is one thing God cannot set himself free from. He cannot dodge from. When somebody comes to him by his word, and then he goes down on his knees and says, Papa, your word says this. And until you bless me, I will not go from this place. And I'm holding you by your word. I am holding you by your word. I am holding you by your word. God, if you don't do it, me and you, we have a beef. Oh my God. Because the Bible says he watches over his word. Listen to me. He watches over his word. He watches over his word to perform. And so God will not do anything without his word. Oh my God. So buddy, church, if you want to be fearful, if you want every door to open to you by force, who rules the world? It's God. As a matter of fact, this domain is for the devil. But he has given you the keys. That's what the Bible says. When you pray like this. He said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done here on earth. Now, the moment God hears those words in his ears, he said, my son is talking to me. He's talking to me. And I got to go down there to act according to my word. And so immediately, God gets up from his throne and begins to step into your situation according to his word by faith. The Bible says, Hebrews 4 verse 12. Senior, I thank God for revenue money. You know, the one went to Bible school. It was this thing we're doing. He said, get your cards.
And then
you have to write quotations on those cards. And you must memorize them.
But
in every week, there's a particular kind of scripture you have to memorize.
Now, to be a trust my friend, do what I saw. Kakai,
Uradi, dear man, you cry and pay me. Uradi, now so for Kakai, you didn't buy a brabra, dear Sam Crane. You have to memorize those words.
So, Kaka, send some nina.
And today,
Nane,
I can close my eyes.
And
even preach.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because faith. Come at the hearing. Listen, church, brother, that mountain, that need in your life, that you think that you have prayed and prayed and prayed. How are you praying? Why? How are you praying? With what?
Anything.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even with the so-called
akwanchere.
Without the word of God, it won't work. It will not what?
Work.
So, if you want to grow and become like God and take everything what God has given to you, you need to walk by his word. Remember the Bible says in 1 Peter 3. It said, God has given us everything that pertains to life. But I will not go there when I divide it. But listen, so if God has given you his word, it means that by faith in his word, everything is possible. Oh, one came and cried, that's the truth. When we're little boys in Sunday school, there's a song we used to sing. The Sunday school teaches this song. If you want to grow,
hallelujah, read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow.
And my Sunday school day will be holding the cane.
Nah,
some of us, we don't know how to so go and hustle. we don't know how to. Because if you don't sing and the teacher sees you, But today, it has stick into my head.
Now, let me ask you
a simple question. If you don't eat,
so when
what will happen to your physical body?
And then never when soup.
Oh, talk to me. You do what? You can even die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see my brother with the picture. He doesn't eat.
So onidia.
See you grow. Basically, your bones will be weak. You eat morning. Afternoon, evening. Sometimes even when you are going to sleep, some of you do. They say dessert. The dessert crowd will be kinky and.
You got dessert. Now the power num kakena wakoda no.
That dessert. Some people they are dessert alone.
And then china. And now the power num wakoda.
See. In the same way, if you want the spirit of God that lives inside you. That makes you move. That makes you talk. That can make you relate with God. The same way. You need the word of God. For you to build up. Now look at something. Look at people who had examples by faith.
We've talked about definition
of faith.
We've
seen the source of our faith. And we're going to see people who are led by faith. In verse 2 of Hebrews chapter 11, he says, for by it the elders obtain a good report.
See, and
who Who are those elders? Abraham was one of them.
Abraham,
hallelujah.
Amen.
When God told Abraham,
Abraham,
but he was living in his comfort zone. He has everything. But the Lord told him, he said, Abraham,
Abraham,
leave.
Fia.
And go to the place I will show you. Abraham did not ask questions.
When he saw Sambia,
he started going.
We face his uncle
by faith.
GDMO.
Today,
and
he's called Abraham.
I have friend Abraham.
Meaning what?
Echese.
The father of nations.
Dodo Eja.
What did he do?
Then Oyeye.
He obeyed by faith.
Oye Osuti Enam GDMO.
Verse 3.
He
obeyed by faith, verse 2. And he had a good report. He had a good report. When God has promised Abraham that you, your descendant will be a son of the sun. As he believed. In his old age. The son came.
Now,
verse 3.
He
said, through faith. We understand.
Yet
that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You listen to that. So we understand through faith. We understand that the whole world we see were framed by the word of God. So you and me, if we desire and live by the word of God, we will speak a word and anything that we desire is possible. Oh, one came and cried. I said, amen. If I'm going to catch you, I said, could you be so appropriate? The word of God is the highest prophecy. The word of God is prophecy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good. So, he said, now everything we see was by the word of God. By the word. Now it means that you are dangerous. Yes. But because you don't know how. And even the word of God, we don't even study. When it is Bible studies.
He has seen that we are not been coming.
When it is Bible studies,
we
don't come.
Yema.
But that is where the power is.
So a honor to me no.
Yes.
Ane.
In Hebrews 4:12, what did he say?
Now Hebrew 18:9.
The word of God is sharper.
Than
two-edged
sword.
It cuts. It
pierces.
It divides the soul. And the spirit ascends. What can do that? Except the word. And said, by it, the elders they had good faith. Verse 4. He said, by faith,
Abel
offered unto God
a
more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead. He being dead. The sacrifice still speaks. He said, he being dead. Yet he speaks. These are men that are lived by this same word.
Now, when
And even when they were dead and gone, their voice is still speaking by faith. Number verse 5, he said, another example. He said, by faith, Enoch was translated. He said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found. Because God had translated him. For before his translation or transition, he had this testimony. He has this testimony that he pleased God. By this testimony, he pleased God. As a matter of fact, by faith, Enoch walked with God. By everything that was inside him.
In
other words, God became his intimate friend.
They
were so close. I mean, there was intimate relationship. That everything Enoch did was by faith. When men are saying it is impossible, Enoch was saying it is possible. The Bible says, when men are saying there is a cast down, by faith, I believe no Enoch was saying, my head is lifted up by God. Because my God is lifted up of my head. Oh my God. I came to a point in my own. Look, as I stand here, I'm a testimony another time when I come. As I stand here, oh my God. People wrote me off. But by the time they saw.
Now, so everybody,
by the time they could say hijack, I was in America.
Not our America, Krumo.
And then people's mind got jumbled up. How did it happen? Before they could open their eyes again, I crossed over to Canada. And I was preaching all over the place. Before their eyes would see, I crossed over to South Africa. From there, came back, traveled again to America. From state to state. I'm leveled few states in America that I've not been. All these things is by faith. Because sister, do I deserve somebody that goes to America? No, I don't have any brother. I don't have any friend. I don't have any cousin. But by faith, I came to understand that with God, all things are possible. All that I know, the God that I believe will not fail me. I remember when I was graduating from my for the Bible school. See, now you know something? I blame my pastor for something. No, no, he's giving me the best thing in the world. Your fathers were bringing them parcels of money. But as for me, when I received the envelope, I thought some dollars was inside. It was a congratulation card. And in the card, there's this word in the card. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 24. He said, faithful is he who has called you, and he will also do it. Now I've come to understand that my pastor gave me gold. He gave me diamond.
Well, any diamond.
But you know something? Anytime I'm on downside of my life, then that scripture will pop into my mind. Remember that I have a covenant with you. He said, faithful is he who has called you, and I will not fail you. Even when you are baited not faithful, I am still faithful according to my word, because my word does not come and return to me void. I watch over my word to perform. It is upon this word that the whole world was created. And so, son, remember and continue to believe that I will not fail you, because my word is yea and amen. Faithful is he. Now look at the statement. Let's analyze this statement. Said, faithful is he. In fact, those who wrote the Bible, they did a mistake, because the he is not for, it's not for human being. The he there is representing God. So suppose it should have been capital H.
It's
supposed to be capital H, not little H. Because here you are referring to the Almighty God. Faithful.
No come for.
Is he. Who? He's not talking about a human being. He's not talking about any personality. He's talking about Yahweh. He's talking about the I am God. He's talking about the one who was and who is and who is to come. He's a faithful. Faithful. I bring my message to a close.
Do you know
John Knox, of blessed memory,
prayed
and lived by faith. History tells me that John Knox prayed. He prayed and prayed. And this is what his prayer. By faith. He said, God, give me
Scotland.
Or I die. Today Christians come to church
because
of what they will get. Some are looking for husbands. Some are looking for visa. They are all good. But the Bible says, my Bible says, Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other. And all, not some. He said, and all inclusive. All. If it is wife, it's inclusive. If it is visa, it's inclusive. If it is travel, it is inclusive. If it is money, it is inclusive. Everything you can think of. Do you know that you are a spirit being?
Now, when you say we are home in Nipa,
do you know?
We need.
Your pastor has taught you, so you know.
Oh, so far, I can't
you, know, you, know, you can't tell me that you don't know. You know.
Can't just win him. Win him.
This big, this big theologian here, he has taught you everything.
Oh, you know. Be on him to say,
oh, you catch the Bible studies.
So try and come to learn the Bible.
The Bible says we live in the flesh.
Yet,
but we are not of this world.
Now,
so how can you assess?
The
supernatural.
Or throw
with physical being.
Any sunny pain.
No. So the only way that you go to God and then open the door is by faith. Through the word of God. So some of us, we are sitting here and our goods. It's in the warehouse. And they have locked it. And keys, you know,
somebody are skipping the key in their pocket.
But because you don't know the word of God,
And I'm saying, we need Nyame asem ni ti.
That's what's going to happen.
And when they see.
But if you know the word of God, the keys already have been given to you.
And
all you got to do is open
the
supernatural gate of heaven so that the supernatural will come to the natural so that you move and enjoy in the flesh. John Knox. It is believed.
John Knox.
After John Knox died and gone,
where we are quite crying,
10 years later,
in Fiendwechi,
no beer bar was able to operate in Scotland after 10 years. One man of God in Ireland.
Ireland.
There were a lot of snakes in Ireland. And the man prayed, and all the snakes in Ireland died. After 10 years after his death, they couldn't find one single snake. This is what faith can do. But because the next generation couldn't sustain that prayer by faith, snakes have come back.
And I'm saying, I want no asamba. I want Abba.
You know how many stones did David use to kill Goliath?
Now, Abuahi and David now so you come Goliath.
One stone.
Abu Bakope.
Not two. One. Just one.
Bakope.
Just one.
Bakope. Abu Bakon.
Brother, sister, you are a dynamite.
There's a idea. Umu odi.
Your words.
Wisdom.
They are powerful.
To me, Umu.
And every word you speak. Spirit.
That's a whole home.
Papa, you know, last year, I came to tell you that three of my sisters have died.
I seen in your mommy and
you remember? And I didn't understand.
Not on TSC.
Papa, mommy, your prayer.
I saw pay
works. After I've gone to America, I was praying when I said, God, why, God? And then the Lord began to speak to me. Do you know why so many things has been crisscrossing in your life? And you ask me, how many times have you been to America?
I said,
several times. Okay. Do you think that I am not God that can honor my word in your life? So these are trash. They need to get away from your way.
Yes.
Sister, in 1 month, 1, 2, 3, God cleared them up. 1, 2, 3, just
went.
Now, Papa, this year the Lord told me, son, this is your year of what? Breakthrough.
I say, obey. When you want fear, you will fear.
And by faith,
and
I know the King of Kings is ahead of me. And so this time, now the consuming fire is ahead of me. So when it will come, oh, I will not waste time. I say, God, by faith, clear my way. I want to see my way clear. Clear my way. Clear my way. I mean, but many are British Kotomoja. We wouldn't go to Kotomoja. Buddy, you got to pray by faith. If you pray 1 hour, pray 2 hours. If you pray 2 hours, pray 3 hours. Because as you pray and you see the word of God, the word becomes sharper than two-edged sword. So that the word of God doesn't only become head knowledge, but it becomes a spiritual sword. Can I mind talking to somebody? It becomes a spiritual sword that if I dare be a big deal when you be a wheelchair, you say, help, you don't waste time, you don't use mass energy. Let's build our faith. Having known the faith is evidence of things hoped for. the substance of things not seen. And come to realize that what then is, how do we build faith? We build our faith by the hearing of the word of God. Are they testimonies? Are they examples? Yes. And so we have seen Enoch. We have seen Abraham. We have seen that the elders receive a good report. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse, it said, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Lift up your hands. Papa, this is your son. Is he a committed son? Really? Papa has come. I wouldn't pray that prayer for you because it's a heavy prayer. Papa, this young man is loaded. Come. Give me oil. Let me pour up on his head. When I sat down, I saw a crown. And on the crown, it was going round. And around the crown, I see stars. I said, who is this young man? What does he do in the church? Who is he? A prayer rod. True. Where do you work? Kneel down. Stretch forth your hands upon this young man. Papa, say, I want you to commit and compare with me more. Because if daddy has not signed it, I won't pray. Because these people are icons. He's an icon in this church. And I hear the Lord saying that God has brought him here to be a blessing to this church. In fact, as a matter of fact, promotion is going to come. And anybody that has sat on your promotion, if he doesn't move, he will go one time. Now, I don't pray for, oh, Lord, forgive. No. I don't waste time. Because the Bible said, until King Uzziah died. Say, King Uzziah, if King Uzziah didn't die, Isaiah would never see the glory of God. So for me, every Uzziah in my life, you got to go. No mercy this time.
I see Uzziah be on a problem. So we go. Now, answer that.
Father, we'll lift this oil on this exalted altar. We anoint this young man in the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost. Elevation coming from you. Doesn't come from any man. It comes for you. And under this voice, may this son be elevated to the highest pinnacle in the finance world. Lemakatayata Rapakata. By faith, receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God lift him up. He got to soak in. This guy is going to count money and fall asleep. Not only counting money in the bank, but he's going to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Lekatatabaha Ramakatusa Lekatusataya. Clap your hands and pray for him. Lekata, lift him up again. Ayaya Makatus Ipatakahata Ibrakosata Adibriantata Lekabata Yeah. Let the glory of God manifest to you. Lekatata Matatata Ikatata Ibroseke Lapakata Iremakosa Nakatusta Ambriata Ambariante Lakatu. By faith, I release the power, I release the glory, I release gratitude. Ankatakata Lapahataya. Let this house prosper. Akatakata. Yeah. I call heaven. I call heaven. My time is up. Lift up your hands and let's pray. I've got about 5 minutes. Come on, lift up your hands. But the oil of prayer by faith will come upon your life.
Amen.
This man, oh my God. Makata da da basana. Lekostita. Lama koyada. Whatever fights against your dispensation, your family, Bimidoya, it has come to an end. 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 By faith. By faith. By faith. Walk into your glory. Walk into your glory.
Jesus.
Walk into your wealth.
Jesus.
Walk into your riches.
Jesus.
Walk into your riches.
Jesus.
My brother, walk in there. The kiss has been given to you. By faith. Take it.
Jesus.
Lebataya. Man, give me the oil. Matarabaha. Ikata. Mantalalabosh. Ikalabasandaya. Mantaliabaha. Le katusa anda. Aniamataya. Mantalaba. Daddy, at your old age, you will smile. My time is up. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your hands. Cut the fire. Cut the oil. Cut it. The oil is in this house. Your father carries the oil. Come on, catch it. Catch it. Catch it. Catch it.
Jesus.
Catch it.
Jesus.
Oh my God. Thank God for Pastor. He has given me grace. Matalabaya. Adibriata. Ataya. Manta. Ikatoya. Let the favor of God. Yatalaba. Let the favor. Let the favor. Let the favor. Adibriata. Let the favor. Let the favor. Let the faith. Ah, faithful. Lekaya. Matalaba. Adibriata. Adibriata. Yes. Kaya, Rashalaba, Matala, yes, Yapaba, Adibriata, Ash, Atalaba, Ey, Atalaba, Matalaba, Ikataya, Ah, Katalaba, give me a song at the background, Aya, 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 Mata, Mata, Kata. Take it.
Mark. Speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. If you can't speak in tongues, speak in tongues. If you can't speak in tongues, say Holy Spirit. Deliver my possibilities. Deliver my possibility today. Deliver my possibility. Deliver the anointing for possibilities. If you cannot speak in tongues, le prekete ke barokata, le paparekete ke baraka kabaya kata kabaya. Don't just stand. Receive your possibilities. Receive your possibilities. Receive your possibilities. Receive your possibilities. Receive your possibilities.
Shut up.
It's not my power.
Shall we stretch up our hands toward the servant of God? Let's ask the Lord to replenish every anointing. Father, we pray for your servant of God. We pray for the increase. We pray for the sharpness of the anointing of God upon his life. Let him begin to raise the dead. Let him, O God, begin to part, O God, the seas. Father, we declare every impartation that he has released upon us. Impart him.
Jesus.
Impart him.
Amen.
Impart him.
Amen.
Impart him.
Amen.
That wherever he stands,
yes, Lord,
your name will be glorified.
Amen.
Thank you for today.
Yes,
and thank you for his life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.